Good morning, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, CK. Morning, Laurie.
J Mac, what's he up to? He's got plenty of choices to make, but they're all good ones.
Yeah, talk about sport for choice, TK, and his silver slipper on the weekend. Obviously, he's decided to ride Tissot, who's the early Golden Slipper favourite at this stage, but he's also had an association with McLaren, who's the second favourite for his silver slipper on the weekend, as well as Ferretti for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. So they had a pretty big call to make, James McDonald leading into this race on the weekend. He's opted to stick with Tissot, which is no great surprise, to be perfectly honest. But, geez, he had plenty of options, didn't he? I think that one thing that I was really interested to hear from James was his comment saying that he thinks Ferretti's probably going to be the biggest danger to Tissot. He's really got a huge opinion of Ferretti at the trials, for Gay and Adrian, the two trials he's had, and thinking that he might be a really live player heading towards the Golden Slipper. But he's been sport for choice, James, hasn't he? He's riding Tissot there. And obviously see how McLaren and Ferretti go in that silver slipper on the weekend.
Yeah, well, Ferretti, if you like Ferretti in the Golden Slipper, $51. So that might be worth having a spec on Ferretti in the slipper rather than the silver slipper. What about Nature Strip, mate? Drawn well in the Oakley Plate?
Yeah, Comet Barrier 5, Laurie, in the Oakley Plate on the weekend. They're obviously having a second run for the Chris Waller stable after leaving Darren Weir's operation there. So he's obviously chasing his first Group 1 win. A lot of conjecture and debate last week about whether he should have run in the Lightning Stakes 1,000 metres down the straight at Flemington there, or he should have been saved for the Oakley Plate this weekend. 1,100 metres can possibly be a little bit of a question mark with him. Probably 1,000 metres, probably more up his alley. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing how Nature Strip shapes up on the weekend there. It's probably not a I wouldn't say it's a vintage Oakley Plate this weekend. A few fast horses, obviously, but he looks like his main danger will probably be Medora, who's a Group 1 winning mare. Phil Swoops down there for Matthew Dale. He's sort of rejuvenated his career at the moment. Sprite's been flying in her trials, and she had a great campaign down in Melbourne last time as well. Unfortunately, Shoals is out of the race. She's been scratched with a bad blood picture, so we won't see Shoals return to the track in the Oakley Plate this weekend, but obviously most of the focus will surround Nature Strip.
Classique Legend yesterday. I mean, I know it's midweek, but it was pretty good.
What you made of this, TK? You don't see a lot of midweek winners on debut like this, do you? He was ultra impressive, Classique Legend for Les Bridge. He put them away really stylishly. I suppose the writing was on the wall to an extent when Kerry McAvoy went out to ride him in a trial at Hawkesbury. How often do you see Kerry go out to ride a horse in trials at Hawkesbury? Yeah. So obviously got plenty of ability. I'd say at this stage he's probably going to end up in Hong Kong, where most of the owners do end up, most of the owners' horses do end up after they make their debuts down here in Australia, which would be a little bit of a shame because I think he's definitely got ability and definitely stakes class ability if he stays in Australia. But hopefully, we get to see him in Australia for a few more starts before he goes to Hong Kong. But clearly, the horse to follow at that meeting there at Kensing Track at Warrenwick yesterday. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see him measure up in stakes quite a bit later this campaign.
We're up here in Bonville for the Ladies Golf Classic, and you're doing a story on Sarah Kemp. Now, we've actually framed a market with Sarah Kemp and Kim Kaufman to finish in the top 20.
Kaufman
at $6. So what's the story about with Sarah, mate?
Yeah, I had a chat to Sarah yesterday, Laurie, for a story I did in the Herald today, and it's a remarkable turnaround. She was telling me a couple of years ago that on the US LPGA Tour, she missed 10 consecutive cuts and virtually lost her card, and obviously a little bit down on herself, but this year she's had a remarkable Australian summer. She obviously was runner-up in the Victorian Open, finished top 10 in the Australian Open. That's virtually going to be good enough to get her LPGA Tour card back, which is great. Hopefully compete in all the majors this year, and she's looking forward to competing at the Australian Ladies Classic up there at Bonville, where you guys are. Obviously, she's from the mid North Coast up there in New South Wales, so it's a bit of a home tournament for her. So, yeah, looking forward to see how she goes. She's only a small little thing, isn't she? She's only about 165 centimetres, but she gives the ball a decent whack.
She's actually teeing off in 10 minutes' time, Sarah Kemp, so we look forward to that. Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day up there.